Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm really excited about this interview because, as I said earlier when I was talking about what I was like when I was trying to paint, and I tried very hard. Do you remember the PBS show, The Joy of Painting? And for 11 years, painter Bob Ross showed up on our television screens to help us grow our artistic skills with his soothing voice, his signature afro, and happy little trees. It was a whole lot of trees. And now a Minneapolis-based company has ownership of the first painting, the first ever created on the show, and they've put it on the market. Now, how did they get the painting? I would love to know. And how much are they asking for so that you can just hang it up in your home? Really? Is that what they're going to do with it? Let's ask Modern Artifact President Ryan Nelson. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Are you there, Mr. Nelson?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. I was such a fan of Bob Ross. I still love his paintings. I can watch them over and over again. And, of course, to hear that now, the very first painting, you know, that's a really big deal. Tell me how this all came to be.
It's so exciting. So I started this company roughly 12 years ago. We were buying and selling art, and you know, a lot of the most collected contemporary art in the world. And I was 5 years into it. And I thought back to my childhood and all the things that you were talking about. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to own a Bob Ross painting? And sure enough, was able to find one. It took some work. And fast forward to today, you know, we've been the company that buys and sells most of his art. I would say over 95% of it. And we were lucky enough to have the owner of this that held it for 40 years. She reached out to us and we struck a deal.
And that deal was the painting A Walk in the Woods, correct?
That is the painting. Season 1, Episode 1. You could call it his rookie card.
Oh, man. I can just imagine the big fans of Bob Ross are probably listening going, dude, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And it's worth so much money. I mean, it was sold for $9.85 million. That is huge. And, you know, when you hear about, go ahead.
It hasn't sold just yet. We just listed it for sale at $9.85 million. Yes.
And so are you getting some people very interested yet?
There has been a lot of interest, actually. A lot of fans reaching out, wishing that we would travel it and give it an opportunity to be out in the public. So we've got a lot of different decisions that we need to weigh on here in the near future. But yeah, it's, as you can see, the world news. I mean, it's everywhere. Everyone's interested in it.
A lot of people are interested in it. Many people cannot afford it, but they are thinking or asking, so are they going to sell every one of his pieces?
So this piece came from a private party. There are a number of pieces that are on the market. So we, like I said before, you know, we've sold over 150 of his paintings. You can get into a Bob Ross painting, gold pan painting from back when he was in Alaska, Fairbanks. for around 5,000, 6,000, and they kind of scale up from there. So they're not out of reach for everyone. You know, a really nice canvas can fetch as much as, you know, $30,000, mm-hmm. sometimes even a little bit more than that. And some larger pieces can go even higher than that. But the significance of this piece being season one, episode one, the very, very first painting of over 400 paintings that were painted on air, this is the one that got away. It's very rare to get an episode piece. And yeah, you could say this is the one that got away.
Yeah, well, it's incredible. It's just incredible to even think about it. At the same time, this man poured that joy into all of us that were watching, right? We didn't just fall in love with his artistic, you know, how he could paint and how he loved it. It was far more than that. It was like having a friend for that hour, right? And that was what I miss so much about him.
Yeah. I don't think it was just a, you know, just the friend. It was the inspiration that he, you know, would put behind us all. I mean, I think a lot of us would look at those canvases that he painted and we'd think that there's just no way that we could accomplish that. But I think that it was a bigger meaning than that. It was, you can take on anything. I know you don't think you can take on this painting. I'm going to show you how to do it today. Believe in yourself and take that into other parts of your life. You know, right. And I think that that's a really important message. And I don't think that we get that kind of encouragement, you know, from a lot of other sources, really.
I agree with that, sir. I agree with that. Also, you know, he wanted to find out the people, the families that were interested in his paintings. You know, there were places they would run into him. He would paint on the beach. He would paint, you know, on a little hill. Wherever it needed to be, he was there. And it was amazing how older people, people that were in their 80s, people, young children loved him. They were all just trying to follow what he was doing in his painting. And it made a difference. It made a difference. So knowing that and knowing that now his pieces are being sold, what do you expect the rest of the communities will do as we hear more and more about pieces that are being sold?
As far as the communities, could you clarify that?
Well, in the sense that you have children that loved him, their parents, their grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, you name it. There were people that would come just to see him paint, just to watch him paint. And that's what they wanted, that piece of him.
Yes. You know, I think it just brings even more excitement around him. You know, he never thought that he would ever be in the Smithsonian, and then he ends up in the Smithsonian, right? And he never really did it for the fame of being this fine artist. But this piece is really interesting, and it's interesting, and it's an interesting time in the art movement. You know, you've got these institutions for years and years and years that told us, you know, these are the artists that you should collect. We're going to show this artist only, et cetera, and directing curators, et cetera, to show them these different artists. And now you've got this. This is the people's artist, right? And you've got this people's artist that's moving forward without the backing of an institution, right? And you've got this movement on social media that's happening with so many other artists that are coming up and becoming popular that are skipping the institutions and the highbrow galleries. And so there's this movement in art where now the population, the people are starting to decide who's collected. And I think that this piece is going to be on the forefront of that.
I believe that, that's for sure. So how do you think he would feel knowing that his pieces are being sold right now?
I think he'd be ecstatic. There's so many. So let me back that up. When we buy and sell a lot of the art that we sell, it comes off the coast. It comes from really wealthy families for the most part. And this, you know, these pieces aren't coming from people that are downsizing because they sold the house in Nantucket. I can't tell you how many times we've had stories where people reach out and they say, oh my God, I had no idea that my painting could be worth this. My wife is in a situation right now. Our insurance company can't take care of this procedure that she needs, and we've got this blessing of this painting and the value of this that's going to be able to help us do that. Or a kid in Iowa, like 3 or 4 years ago, that came to us. He bought two pieces at a thrift store for $40.
Right.
I cut a deal with him. He got up here. I asked him, I said, what did you pay? And he got a little nervous. And I said, don't worry, we already have a deal. I'm paying you full price. And I asked him what he's going to do with the money. And he went on to buy a couple lawnmowers, an enclosed trailer, and he started a small business. So I think he would be absolutely ecstatic.
I sure hope so. You know, it's quite remarkable who he was and who he was to everyone. Anyone that wanted to learn just by watching, just throngs of people would stand around him and try to figure out what is so special about every stroke, every type of paint, and every type of the tools that it takes to be able to paint these amazing pieces. So I've always watched on television, and I say to myself today, I hope one day we can have a whole throng of people gather together just to say, thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob Ross, for all that you did. And now look at us trying to do this, your legacy, trying to make sure that we also paint whatever we can paint, whatever's in our heart to paint. And that's a big deal. Right?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure it never changes. I hope that it's never pulled away from the moments we've had with him.
Yeah, I think it would be, I don't think anything's going to pull that away. You know, I just, his influence was just unbelievable. And I think that the paintings that are hitting the market, the excitement behind this piece, there's just so many more people that are circling back and enjoying those episodes. There's so many people that have reached out and said, you know what, that man, he deserves any record numbers at any auction, anytime. You know, it's about what I feel when I see that piece. And, you know, I'm not feeling it when I look at a Marilyn Monroe created by Warhol sold at auction for $200 million last year, you know?
Right.
So I think it's going to be big in the movement and another, you know, uptick in that viewership, just like Twitch. I mean, that was 5.6 million people tuned into Twitch in 2015 when they did the marathon. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I just hope we never forget him, and I don't think we will. I think that there are so many generations that have now learned about him and his work and how it inspired them. That it's just going to keep growing and keep growing. I hope that you will go from city to city or state to state or country to country and let people know how special he was. As you are looking at these pieces or selling these pieces, I can only imagine the pictures you will take. And I'm just worried. I'm wondering, do you paint as well?
Not
That's
even
a joke.
Close. I wish I could. You know what, though? I do watch the episodes. I encourage everyone tonight that's listening in, jump on YouTube, watch, just sit down, relax, watch an episode, because it is absolutely amazing. But no, I create a muddled mess. I'm not talented in that way. I wish I was.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Me too, but I'm not. I keep trying, but I'm not. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ryan Nelson, president of Modern Artifact. We hope we learn more from you as these pieces are being moved around, and that the families that have them, or if it's even just one person, that they will really understand how much we love this artist, and that we want to make sure as many people as possible around the world know him and will love his work as much as we all do. So thank you.
Well said. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself and congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.